house overnight from milking?
Yeah, it has a catch fin.
What?
You mean to take them off to sell them?
Or to leave them overnight from milking.
Oh, catch pin is what I originally call it. They got a pin there to put them in.
Does that just, but what does the catch pin look like?
It's a pin built around, it's a thing that goes down like a slope in that catch pin. And it's boards, all plank all around it, and a gate. They drive them in there and catch them. And when the truck comes, they run them up that chute, they call it. And they go in the truck. That's called a catch pin.
Did you ever hear of a milk gaff or a cow pin?
They call it a lot. Where you keep the cows in the lot.
Where, is that around the barn or?
Yeah.
What about horses? Where were they kept?
Well, they run out in the pasture, but in the wintertime they put them in the stable. They call it a stable. They had little troughs to feed them in. They called it a stable.
Was it part of the barn? Or?
Yeah, built onto the barn, a shed over it, and troughs back in there next to the wall, and walled up to keep the wind from hitting them. They called that a stable.
And to feed them, you just put the food in the...
In the troughs and separate them, keep them from fighting one another.
What about the hogs? Where would they stay?
They stayed in a pen. If you had a big pasture, you would call it a pasture. They put net bar around that to keep the hogs in. They couldn't keep the hogs in barbed bar. They'd put net bar, fence in a great big place, and put them in a pasture. And when they went to fatten them, they'd pin them. And have little, they'd have a pen, put them up to keep them, and feed them corn and stuff. And they had a trough about that long, with ends nailed on there with nails. And they'd water them and feed them corn till they got fat.
And you'd butcher them?
Yeah, we count them and butcher them. Meat, sausage, and lard out of them.
And a farm nowadays where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and butter. A big farm like that you'd call a
dairy.
Did you ever use that word dairy to anything else besides that big farm?
No, I didn't.
And where did people used to keep their milk and butter?
Well, before these refrigerators and things come in the ice boxes, where my mother used to keep it, she had molasses buckets. You saw molasses buckets? She kept them clean and she tied down the system with a rope to keep it cool, to keep it from souring. And they'd put the butter down. But it wouldn't turn over unless she'd have it fixed where it wouldn't turn over in the water. Because it wasn't no ice in them years at all, and nothing to keep anything cool with, as we know, though. And she milked cows. We had hogs. We had chickens. In them days, you couldn't sell the eggs. You didn't get none of them. You just have to eat them. Do the best you could.
Did people make molasses much?
They did then.
How would they do that?
Molasses meal. They had a grinder, made a pie with cogs on it. And it would grind them stalks, and they had a pan